1,000th edition notes from reader and studio director for 7 years, Bob Lowe, who recollects, I joined NMTN on the 25th of March 2011. Thus, these memories are from that date. Our studio was in a room lent to us by Durlston Court School. They paid for the electricity. We recorded on memory sticks, compact discs, and magnetic tapes. As magnetic tapes became redundant, we were reduced to only CDs and memory sticks. Eventually, in 2014, we were advised by the school that they were planning to demolish our room, and we were given notice to quit. We negotiated with New Milton Town Council for the use of the disused tennis pavilion in the recreation ground for us to use as a studio, where we had the luxury of extra rooms and toilet facilities. It was agreed we would pay a nominal rent, and we moved to the pavilion at 08:15 hours on the 8th of July 2014. We had several jobs to do, including putting up curtains to stop people looking in and seeing our equipment, clean the windows, remove unwanted bits and pieces left by previous occupiers, arranging our layout, installing extra power points for our recorders, copiers, printer, etc., etc. The lighting was not powerful enough, so with council's approval, we had more lights installed at our own expense. It also became necessary to install lockable cabinets to protect our equipment. Due to a handsome donation, we were able to update recording and copying and printing equipment and to update our USB players, which we call boom boxes, for sale to listeners. When and where necessary, we visit listeners to advise and help. Because we were adjacent to the Bowls Club, we had to put up notices requesting silence between the hours of 9 to 10 o'clock while recording was in progress. We introduced an extra recording every 3 months, which we called a quarterly magazine, with items other than news. To make our recordings more interesting, we instigated a system of inviting people of interest to the studio to talk about their job or profession, such as Dame Esther Ranson, Sir Desmond Swain, and New Milton Town Council mayors and council office staff, as well as doctors and the managing director of the Advertiser and Times. We are proud of being able to produce 1,000 editions of news without a break. Only on one occasion, when deep snow stopped a full team from getting to the studio, did we fail to record the current news. But two members were able to get in and send out an emergency edition.